Thank you very much. We really appreciate it a lot, especially y'all that stuck around for this. After all, at this festival, you could hear us anytime. And it sounds like it after so many shows. Those of you ain't busy this evening, we'd like to invite you over to the workshop stage for the Gordo Brothers, because they're our old alter egos. We really like to play their kind of music, but we don't get too much anymore.
I can't wait to meet them.
Yes, sir.
Isn't that that band that plays all the songs that people want to hear that you'll never hear at a bluegrass festival?
And we want to do one here for Henry Rothfoss. He owns this property. We're all his guests this weekend. And this is kind of, he's got two favorite songs, and I only know enough words for one of them. So he had his pick of which one that's going to be. He's sitting right down here, but he doesn't want me to point him out.
Oh,
so
ahead,
don't look
ahead.
Over here. He's a hide. He's one of these guys that always knows what the weather's going to do. He's the only person in four counties that didn't get his hay rained on. A lot of farmers don't know that much about farming. So we done this song for him back, I think, the first time in 1977. This was back when we still was not civilized like we are now. And we had come up from Kentucky and brought with us some of the actual purebred, never been seen before in the city or even in the northeastern states, salty dogs. And we was going to sell them. They was. And like a lot of people don't even know what a salty dog is or nothing. And I can't tell you, but Frank Wakefield can. And if he can't, it's because his encephalogram's not waving right now, but it does from time to time. And anybody that never got one of these, well, don't worry, because they're all gone now. They were good up until it got too dangerous to take them across state lines. They had to have their Coggins tests and stuff.
I guess when people tell you to act now, you really should then,
that's
right?
That's right. And I'm back glad now. To see there's a lot of people out there right now with their thought repellent hats thinking Coggins test. And there's two or three people from way back in the woods thinking, oh yeah, they still give those Coggins tests. And anyways, this is for them salty dogs, and we'll do it for Henry Rothfoss here.